If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Yeah, thank you. And I've got a story about Kay.
She's just over a year old, about a year and a half.
Yeah, still in diapers and just barely able to walk in human years. But Kay is
a purebred border collie, and she's the best farm dog we could have hoped for.
Indeed. Kay has been named the Illinois Farm Dog of the Year. More about her and where she got her name after I thank the Chevy Silverado and ChevyDriveChicago.com for sponsoring us. There's never been a better time to put a Silverado in your toolbox. You know, I'm old enough to remember when dogs had dog names like Spot and Fido and Lassie. These days we have dogs named Kevin and Scarlet and Emma. And Kay.
She is actually named after Dalton's grandmother. And he goes, you know, everyone called my grandma Kay, and I'd really love to call my dog Kay. So K-A-Y, it's the perfect name. It's short, it's sweet, and I don't think there's anything that fits her better.
That's Devin Bowman. She and her boyfriend Dalton Johnston raise shorthorn cattle west of Springfield. And when Prairie Farmer magazine sponsored its Farm Dog of the Year contest last winter,
we took some pictures of the at the farm. Kay was out there helping us work cows. She works cattle better than, you know, most older dogs I've seen. She was only a couple months old, I'd say, when she first kind of realized, oh, okay, this clicked to her, like, oh, I'm a farm dog, and, you know, I'm supposed to get cows and do the whole nine yards. And so she's such a great dog, and like I said, she learns so fast. She can do just about anything, whether it's helping round up the chickens at night or bring cows in or move them from pasture to pasture throughout the day. She easily replaces one or two people out there to help work cows. And luckily enough, Kay got the most votes.
Did she get a prize?
Oh, yeah, for sure. We get a little cash prize, and that is going to go straight to extra food and treats and maybe a couple deer antlers if we can round them up for her.
Deer antlers?
Yeah, it's really great for their teeth, and they're nice because they don't splinter.
Huh, okay. Do you feed Kay anything special?
She just eats regular old dog food. Every now and then she'll enjoy some cow patties. She gets into that protein out in the pasture, but it makes for some stinky breath and quite a few extra baths sometimes, but we let her indulge if she so wishes.
Is motherhood in Kay's future?
You know, you get great ones like this not too often, so if you can replicate them, you can, and we sure would love to have a whole bunch more Kays running around. And we know quite a few people who they themselves have been like, man, I wish I had a dog just like Kay. So we're going to see if we can get some puppies out of her for sure.
Well, good luck with that. And if there's a male in the litter, may I suggest the name Steve? Hello? The line must have cut off. On the food calendar, today's National Vanilla Pudding Day. I'm Steve Alexander, and that's the Business of Food on 720 WGN.